guys, welcome to today's call. I have been really getting feedback on the strategies that I am going to be sharing on today's calls from a number of clients and people observing the model that we've practiced here, and many of you guys are have been following this model for quite some time. I'm grateful for that. And then there's a lot of new people that I see that are here today. Really thankful for the turnout of those of you who turned up for the call. But I've been getting a lot of feedback about the uniqueness of the selling style that I've really, really been both a fan of, a promoter of, and not just because I created it, but because I've observed it changed the lives of so many people. And I started getting feedback about the soulfulness of it and how it really embraces people's real depth of connection and how it promotes that. And so I started doing some study of what I felt the experience was that people had and what I got feedback from this experience that people had using this both in just a tactical, in the conversation that they had with their prospective clients, and then as a way of doing business. So this call today is just a call to really provide content feedback for those of you who are clients, friends, subscribers, followers, anyone who is on my mailing list. It wasn't promoted outside that, and it's just something that I want to offer to you generously to help you connect more deeply and more powerfully, and at the end, do a much better job for your prospects, for your clients, and actually impact your bottom line really powerfully as well. I really care about maintaining a powerful approach to the way that products and services are sold in the marketplace. It's really why I'm in business, and I hope that I can help you guys powerfully to that end. So that's why we're here today. So really, this is going to be a very much a total content call. Obviously, as always, I will give you guys an opportunity for partnership on this call, because at times there are those of you who hear what's going on and say, hey, is there any way that we could take this to the next level? And Kevin, could you help with that? And the answer to that is absolutely. We can help take this further, but my intent and my focus, just so that you're aware, is for the next few minutes of this call to give you as much transfer of information and transfer of power that I can give to you about what's been working well in a paradigm that's been working well for me in my business, and give you everything possible to start to use it. Why would I do this? The biggest reason I do it is because I'm really powerfully prejudiced that I want to see business conducted this way. I've made a practice over the last few months, actually, literally, of frequenting businesses that I feel a powerful soul connection to, and building a relationship in the restaurants that I go to, in the retail stores that I go to, where I feel a really powerful connection. And I can tell you that the benefit to me, just to maintaining my quality of life, has been, you know, really awesome. And I haven't had the privilege to study a lot of the spiritual works that I know a lot of the people who are on my list teach this really deep spiritual stuff, and it's really cool. I haven't had the benefit to study that. All I know, and in the most fancy words I can share with you, this stuff feels really, really cool, and it makes for some really cool days. And I wish I could say that more fancifully for you, but it's just not how I'm wired. For those of you who don't know the history, I actually started the business that I'm currently involved in, started the teaching of this big ticket soul connection model, was really the founder of some of the big ticket movement back in 2004, taught really a practice that was almost unprecedented in the marketplace at that time about selling based on what's not happening on the part of your prospects and clients, and connecting and finding a way to communicate value very, very deeply four people. Now, that model has been emulated, and I'm really flattered for that. It's been emulated, reproduced, reprogrammed, and repurposed and sent out by a lot of people in the marketplace, most of them very, very powerfully, occasionally not so powerfully, but those tend not to stay around for about the last 6 years. But interestingly enough, if I look back at some of my old events in what's now going on 7 years, almost nothing of that model has changed significantly just because it works so powerfully and there's not any real need to shift and create something new. But we've taught systems before, and as you guys read in the first email, one of the things that I want us to be more conscious of as I've taught the system is that I've been reaching to touch the souls of the people that I'm working with. I want to share with you guys how to do that, how to use it to give you a better sense of encouragement about the way that your business operates, how to use it to get a greater sense of fulfillment about being out there and being involved in your business, and also how to use it to deliver very specific and measurable increased profits to what you're doing. Now, the promotional email that I sent out referenced a few things that I've gotten feedback from people that they see happening in their business. Many people feel like there needs to be a hat that they have on that is the business hat, and then there is the hat that they have on that is their service hat. And this was a kind of a confusing element for me early on in my business, not just in the sales arena. But I'd grown up with a really strong religious and spiritual background, and I'd been taught about, you know, having a sense of service. I'd been taught about having a sense of giving back to the community, and I had this sense that, you know, I was going to use my business to go make a ton of money. And then once I made all that money, then I was going to use the money that I made to provide a mission of some sort, you know, I don't know, build schools in Costa Rica or build, you know, water for people that needed fresh, clean water all over the universe, or work in some sort of mission or service, or provide my feedback some sort of mission or service after I made all this money. What I came to find out back in 2006, as I heard some feedback from one of my clients, lives in Palm Desert, California. In 2006, well, worked with her. She made a lot of money right after we worked together helping people sell on eBay, and I got feedback from her about how much had changed in the lives of the clients that she had been able to help with her big ticket service, and about, you know, all the single moms, or all those stay-at-home moms, some were single, some were married, all the stay-at-home moms who she'd helped empower to stay at home if that's what they wanted to do, to build a secondary income, to really support their contribute support to the family while having the flexibility to stay at home. And I looked at that. I said, when I help just one person like Lynn, her name was Lynn Drolley, when I help just one person like Lynn, it's providing assistance and support for the empowerment of so many people. And I realized at that point that my business was my mission. And for many of you, it's the same way. Now, whether or not you have that conflict about, you know, the mission of your business and then the mission you're doing, or the work of your business or not, I don't know. But the thing that I've heard is very similar to that from you is that many of you feel this conflict, this competition, this internal struggle between the areas of sales and service. And especially for those of you who have a really heart-based, soul-based business, you feel so passionately about the power of transformation that your service can provide, and you work so focused on being the person and being qualified and being able to provide that service. And then when you go to sell it, you feel like you have to change into a completely different person and put on your sales hat and get all, I use this big fancy word in I think my first email, businessy, or no one will buy. And so you buy all sorts of things on how to write web copy, and you you learn how to do NLP, and you learn how to do all of the things that you think will bring connection, or you think will foster some sort of connection with your clients. And what I want to share with you today is not just some new tactic, but how to approach and how to do that naturally, and how not to have this conflict and tear between your soul and your selling, and how to reconcile those two and put them together so that by being more soulful, you can actually sell better. And then you can have a consistent approach so that when people buy from you, they don't have to, you know, find out that this salesy person that they met, if they even happen to buy that way, turns into this really connected, soul-based or heart-based person, or somebody who's really concerned about the service you deliver when you go to deliver it. If that's you, you're exactly in the right place today. And, you know, I just want to share that with you, that you're absolutely in the right place today. So, basically, I want to share with you something that I shared when I offered my prospect seduction model way back in late 2009. Part of the prospect seduction blueprint that I designed and laid out showed three different types of ways of defending your value. You know, in order to get somebody to buy, we feel like we have to defend our value somehow, because people obviously are not going to spend money with us unless we deliver value in some way. And so, or unless we demonstrate that we can deliver value in some way, convince them, talk them into the fact we can deliver value in some way. And so there's really three ways that I've seen in the marketplace that people communicate the value that they deliver. Three little value delivery avatars, if you would. The first one is the demonstrator. Now, the demonstrator will show off how they do it. They'll give samples of their work. They'll want to, you know, write in the copy, demonstrate exactly what's going to happen. Many of you feel like that as people come on to conversations and calls with you, if you have sales calls with them or if you talk to them about your work and or the power of your work, you feel really, really focused on the fact that you've got to demonstrate value in some way. Because obviously if you don't demonstrate value that they can see, how then would they have the ability to decide to buy or to invest with you, right? You've got to demonstrate that value. You've got to show off your value. You've got to show people what you can do for them. Now, this is really, I guess, one way to do it, and that happens a lot. You know, it's kind of like, look how cool I am or look how great my stuff is. You should and can buy from me. Now, the challenge with demonstrating value, the challenge with showing off your value by the way that you demonstrate that value is twofold. First off, many of us use either a convincing conversation or we use an escalation of price points as we begin to bring people into our business. So we'll sell them something or we'll give them something. We'll give them a trial of some sort. We let them try us out. The challenge is if someone happens to say no to investing with us or say no to an offer at a lower level, then we've locked them from ever buying from us at a significantly higher level, or seriously impeded the chance that they'll buy from us at a seriously higher level. There's been a seminal book in our industry by Robert Cialdini. It's called The Influence of Psychology of Persuasion. And in that Cialdini book, Influence, he talks about the law of consistency and commitment, which means that if we have a beginning prejudice about something, then we tend to follow that prejudice. So if someone opts out of taking action on our message at a low level of investment, or taking action on our offers at a low level of investment, then when we come by and offer a more strategic opportunity, we come by and offer a higher opportunity, they've already made the decision subconsciously not to see the value in what we do at a lower level, so they've already placed that value on us as well. And so the challenge of using the demonstration model and feeling that everything has to go through an escalation is that as people fail to invest at the low levels, we may lock them out psychologically from seeing the value in us such that they invest at a higher level in the future. Now, if this were the only challenge, it'd be, you know, not that big a deal. But also the challenge with that is many times our promotions, our offers to people at lower levels of investment, or if we offer people trial methodologies, or some of you say you want to come into the marketplace and offer, you know, a really inexpensive product or service to the marketplace, or as you're rolling out your new market or your new product to the market, you say, I'm going to offer this really inexpensively and get some case studies and testimonials. And once I've gotten those, then I'll come to the market with my, you know, really, we'll bring it up to the price that it's worth. The challenge with that is we get people who are far less committed, have less results than we would have if we'd only let them invest in our service at the price point that it truly was worth. And so when people invest at a lower price point, we get what's called premature closure in the marketplace. And when we offer these escalating price points, we let people try out our stuff, they try it and it doesn't work because they're not invested. And then they say, you know what, I'm just not going to move forward. So for those of you who have offered up trial opportunities, for those of you who have decided that the way to attract clients and the way to grow your business was to lower your standards, let me share with you that this is completely not only is it not beneficial, it's most likely causing a significant amount of damage to your business by feeling like you have something to prove. So the one thing I want you to jot down is I don't really have anything to prove to people with my business. My job is not to prove to them how valuable I am. So there's the first, that happens with a lot of people. They try to demonstrate their value and try to show off their value and convince people that they are qualified to deliver the goods. The second one is the connector. That happens a lot in fairly closed societies, and I think many of us would admit that within the kind of concentric circles that we operate in, marketing, internet marketing, sales and marketing, and personal development, that kind of makes up those of you who are on this call, most of you who are on my mailing list or on a number of other mailing lists of people who either teach internet marketing things, sales and marketing things, or personal development tools and strategies. And within these circles, sometimes we use the power of connection to prove our value. I studied with, Guru X, or I learned from or mentored with or took my training from or derived my system and program from Guru Y, and hence, or I know this person, or I have been, this person says that my stuff is great, and they are an expert in the marketplace, therefore, you should buy. Now, the challenge with really building connections to the end that, you know, that's what people see our value is in the connection, and we try to build connections as well with those people who tend to become our clients. We try to build a connection with them and think, hey, if they like us, they'll buy. If they like the people who like us, they will buy. But at times, familiarity breeds what? Doesn't say familiarity breeds success. Familiarity many times breeds contempt. There's a very popular quote that is out that is used in the arena of sales and marketing. It says people buy from people they like and trust. Ladies and gentlemen, that quote is a lie. It is not true. People don't buy people from people they only like and trust. You may like and trust your babysitter, and they, you know, care for the most powerful, or they, you know, take on one of the most powerful responsibilities in your entire family, which is watching your most precious, I'll use this word, it's a diminishing, but the most precious asset of your family, the most precious treasure of your family is your kids. You entrust your kids in the care of a baby, but you're not investment advice from them. You know, we may like and trust a number of people, but simply liking and trusting you as a person does not mean that one wants to take advice from you. We buy from people we know, like, and trust buying from. We buy from people we know, like, and trust taking strategic advice and feedback from. So if we are to begin a connection with someone, that connection doesn't necessarily just need to be built on who we like, who likes us, or if the prospect likes us, but it's got to be built on them forming and moving the relationship forward in the way that we want it to continue. It's not just building likability, building familiarity, and then people will buy from you. So for you who are going to every event that you can possibly get into and connecting with people without a strategic plan of being connected to the soul connection of your product or service, and you go there and you don't have a way to elicit from those people that mindset that they should trust you for feedback, and they're building friendships, all you're building is an ever-widening pool of people who will never, ever buy from you. And I know that many people have expressed frustration with me is that they go and they meet people and people are incredibly impressed with them and with their work, but they never end up buying from them. And it's because we have never communicated our ability to create massive change in the connections. We've just had people impressed with our excitement about our product or service. So if using your value formula of a demonstrator, using your value communication formula of a connector, if those things aren't powerful to attract clients to you very, very powerfully and to build on and maintain and use your soul connection, what is the value communication paradigm that is most powerful to take a soul-based entrepreneur and make that connection? So imagine if you go into, let's just say, a neurosurgeon's office, and he says, you know, I've got this, you've got this type of condition, we're going to have to get it fixed. When you walk into his office or her office, they don't show you, you know, pictures of their kids to build connection and say, here's my kids. Or they don't ask you, where did you go to high school? They don't engage in the friendly connection banter of the connector. If you see these people and walk into their office, they're not going to say, you know what, you know, we're about to do heart surgery. We think you should get heart surgery, but what we would like to do is, I know that's a big step, you know, getting heart surgery. Let's just do a few sutures on your arm, and I want to show you that I am actually really adept at doing this. So let's do something smaller so that I can build your trust. And then, you know, once I show off how well I can do this, if it comes out okay, you know, why don't you try out this kind of lesser surgery, and if it works out all right, then we'll do heart surgery later. They don't do that. And many of you have heard me talk about this paradigm. The paradigm that lets you communicate from the soul is that of a soul specialist, someone who has something you were sent to this planet to do. You know you were sent to this planet to do it. And as many of you are on this call, are, you know, really, really powerfully working, or powerfully would like to be working, have this really, really special ability to help people in some area. You've got this gift that you've been given, and you can really help people a lot. And it may be weird, and that's okay. It may be very, plain and simple. That's okay. But when people work with you, whether you've charged them before, whether you haven't, massive things happen to them. Massive shifts happen to them. And that is really, really awesome. So what is the paradigm, the role that you should step into when you're talking to people? That role is the role of a specialist. And a specialist doesn't try to show off his or her stuff. A specialist doesn't feel the need to, you know, go through all sorts of efforts trying to connect and make friends and bring people to the friend level before they offer up their service. But they do realize that there is a communication that needs to happen before they offer their product or service, and that communication needs to be diagnosis. You've got to find out what's going on the part of your prospects when you're talking to them. You've got to find out the pain that's happening in their lives and what it's costing them before you make your prescription. Now, this is where a lot of us have started having these big shifts inside that are painful for us, because we feel like that in order to really care about someone, we shouldn't sell them. And we also feel like, you know, if we really care about someone, we should help them really, to the best of our ability when we're having conversations. And we think that this is coming from our selfless choice to provide service. Boys and girls, this is not true. That passionate desire that you feel to provide help when you are talking to someone, to provide lots of free help, or to provide lots of to talk to them and give lots of feedback when you're talking to them, does not come from your internal desire to be helpful. It comes from your unbridled and unrestrained ego that cannot really see through your desire to be acknowledged and their desire to be helped. You say, wow, Kevin, you came out with that? Yes, I did. Because what I have seen happen so many times, heart-based entrepreneurs that say that they're leading from the soul, and to say that they feel like they need to be a point of service, or they've chosen to be a point of service, and they provide free information to the end that people don't act on taking them up on their product or service, when it is clear that their product or service is much more beneficial than the person getting the free information. Yet rather than be patient and diagnose what the complete problem is, they commit. What I'm going to offer up on this call today is essentially marketing malpractice, or, you know, service representation malpractice is no different than medical malpractice. So what I'm here today to hopefully motivate you to do, to teach you to do, is to continue to diagnose to such a degree that people can take action on your service, which helps them. Recall, if you really believe in your service, you're actually underserving your prospects and clients when you allow them to just take your free information and go away and not be changed. They've come to you because they have an area of pain that they need to have solved, and they believe that you can solve it. And so when we give them intermediate solutions that don't bring them to the point of focus that will allow them to make a decision to move forward or not with us, we move out of what I would offer up on this call today is really soul-based selling, and we allow our egos to drown out our opportunity to really be of help. And this is something that we need to train ourselves on. Without proper training, we're going to consistently defer to our ego, and we're going to consistently defer to our need for acknowledgement, and we're going to request acknowledgement on our pre-sales calls that we're really, really cool, but also people seeing the level of diagnosis that would make them make a decision. And most of the time, boys and girls, we can't get both of those on the call. So what we want to do is be acknowledged as great, and from that acknowledgement of greatness, have people make a decision to buy. But that happens at much lower price points. The price point that people will pay to connect with you because they've acknowledged you as great is far less than the price point they'll pay with you, pay you to help them solve their problem when they've seen that their problem is a massive challenge. So I'm going to offer up the ability or the opportunity for us today to make that shift and to focus on finding out what the problem, what the challenge is. So it is the highest value of a soul-based entrepreneur to diagnose and to have the patience and the discipline to diagnose the total problem before we attempt to solve it. That is going to require a number of us to sit on our hands. That is going to require a number of us to find phones with mute buttons on them. It's going to require a lot of us to take the discipline to practice some very significant breathing and silence strategies. It's going to take many of us putting ourselves under the mentorship of someone who can teach us this skillful art so that we can represent our service well, and so that we can profit to the degree that we are intended, and we can serve to the degree we're intended, because we just don't have it mastered yet. And some of you have tried harder and harder and harder to represent your service well and seen your profits go lower and lower and lower. And the reason is that the harder you try, the lower your profits go, is that you're trying to help or become significant enough in your prospects' minds so that they buy. And that model is counterproductive to generating profits and diagnosis. Okay? So how do we generate the proper diagnosis? Well, like I just said earlier, basically to underdiagnose is malpractice. If you went to a doctor and they said, you know, hey, it's just a little skin condition, let me tell you about that, and sent you out of there, and you passed away that night from massive cancer, and they hadn't looked into that, your family would look into a malpractice suit because, you know, they would have said, hey, this doctor should have known that it was something more significant. That's what we trust the diagnosing professionals for. If you'd gone into a service facility and they had just worked on your brakes and they said, you know, you just need pads, we've checked them out, let's give you a clean bill of health, and one of the members of your family had an accident that evening and, you know, someone, God forbid, that would pass away or would get extremely hurt, and you went back and found that the brakes were shot all the way through, you would go back to that firm and you would most likely, or you could possibly, take up a suit for malpractice because they should have diagnosed the problem. We don't serve our clients at all by underdiagnosing products and services just so we can get to the easy sale. And in many cases, we are committing malpractice in the area of our area of service by not diagnosing what the complete challenge is and allowing people to value the transformation that they can make when they choose to work with us. Now, I've talked a lot over the last few years about what I call the fabric of people's lives. And the fabric is, you know, some areas, a few areas, I've talked about four, because many fabrics, you know, if you think about it, four threads woven together start the formation of a fabric, start the formation of a weave. And so the four threads of life that I've focused on, many of my clients teach in one of these areas. You can teach in other ones, but they're family, faith, fitness, and finance. Now, you could teach in any other area. You could learn in any other area, but many of you guys are teaching things that would help people directly in the area of their family, helping them, you know, get together in relationships, helping within the areas of sexuality, helping within the areas of connection with parents, with kids, and all sorts of things like that. With faith, you know, something related to personal development, our connection to God, our connection to a higher source, our connection internally to ourselves, whatever that is. Fitness, you know, whether it be in weight loss or other areas of health, any of those things, or finances, teaching marketing stuff, how to make more money, how to keep the money we make, how to invest it wisely, how to be good stewards, whatever. So many of us are teaching in some of those areas, some combination of those areas, but really what matters in life, if we just impact one of those threads of life with our work and we just talk to people, you know, I can improve your ranking in the search engines, they can only value that to some degree because, you know, I've yet to go home to my kids as I've run an internet business and told my kids, you know what, boys and girls, let's celebrate because Dad rose up to page one on Google. Now, that helps, obviously. But if we keep our focus and our diagnosis just on doing that, you know, really, how does that help someone in their business? So when we focus only on the direct impact that we have to the one thread of someone's life, I guess you would, I don't even know what that would connect to, maybe finances, but if you don't connect that one to finances, I guess you just connect it to your own ego. So when you help someone in an area, it's our responsibility to know and to discover when we're allowing people to invest in our business at a deep level and invest powerfully to know if someone, let's just say we tell people, you can get ranked on the top page of Google, then to know how they can use that to make the transition to their finances and how to discover from them how an improvement in their finances is going to help their fitness, perhaps, and then their family, and then their faith, and how everything's going to be a lot more cool. So then when we make the offer, they see the diagnosis of how, you know, this one benefit that they're seeking to achieve in their life can impact so many of the woven together elements of their life. They start to understand this. We can start to diagnose this and ask them, like, hey, what's the challenges you've been facing and how has, you know, not having your marketing fixed solved this? Or if it's fitness, how it helps everything out. You know, if you were more fit, how could this help your business? You know, would you feel more vibrant? Would you be able to get on stage and, you know, last longer, look better, feel better on stage? Would you be able to do this or do that? And start to understand as we do our diagnosis, rather than asking why the market isn't buying what we're selling, ask ourselves, why aren't we selling what the market is buying? And the market as a whole has gotten over being impressed with us for who we are. If you haven't noticed lately, nobody really gives a crap anymore that your name is John Doe or Jane Doe as much as they did formerly. People are now looking into what can you do for me? There is a resistance now in the marketplace to just following the next bright and shining shooting star or following the next bright shiny object because we've had shiny object after shiny object dangled in front of us, and people are now asking the question, how can this change my life? So just because you throw in three DVDs with someone else as a bonus, it doesn't make the sale quite like it used to. So people are asking, how can this change my life? Well, one massive benefit that you can do in your diagnosis is to find out not only how a lack of fitness is impacting them directly in terms of their fitness. So not only how can they lose 4 pounds or lose 8 pounds or get more fit, but when they increase that fitness, how it's going to help their sexuality and their connection back home. How is this going to help their ability to be a leader at work and in their job? how are they going to use this increased fitness, and how are they going to use this to really, you know, be a person of greater faith and have a more positive and powerful outlook on life. And when you see that, you can allow someone through questions to get a vision for their life that not only celebrates your service, not only celebrates the possibility of success with your service, but begins to look at how that impacts not only the direct benefits in their life, but impacts all of the other benefits that are woven to that if they have a tightly woven and not disconnected life. And the ability to understand and to do this is the difference maker going forward in what we're now doing. We see a lot of other marketers beginning to make this shift, and I'm offering you the opportunity to get ahead of the game, not just in something that works, but to get ahead of the game in something that is going to be incredibly powerful and set you up as an absolute market leader that is irresistible, not because you have some cool new discovery, and not just because you have something that's cool and fun and funny, but because you develop a paradigm for connection that is unshakable. And this is what I'm so grateful has helped my business to do exactly the same thing for now almost 7 years, and have more referrals than ever, had a message that's not gotten old, had a message that's not ceased or slowed down to have attraction to it, but had people pursuing it now more directly and powerfully than ever, and is way more fun and way less stressful than trying to convince a number of people about this cool new thing that I have, or come up with some cool new thing. And I want to offer that same opportunity to you. When you start showing how your work impacts all of the areas of someone's life, and when they start seeing that, and when you take the time to diagnose and discover this both individually in each client and collectively across all of your clients, you eliminate very powerfully the return to find that happens in many people's minds, and they say, well, I can do without this cool new discovery. But when you find out that, you know, the failure to have the benefit that your service provides is costing them in all of these important areas in their life, it really is difficult, if not impossible, for them to say, you know what, I'm just going to pass this time, because it becomes something that's very powerfully needed. And when they take advantage of your work, they apply it to each of those areas of their life so that your testimonials are more powerful, your referrals are more powerful, and the change that happens is far better than someone who would take and knock off your work and try to do it the same way, because they don't understand the nuances of application. As flattered as you should be, or as flattered as you could be, if people knock off your work, know that if you're delivering original created work, and you're delivering the work you were sent here to deliver, and creating the change you were sent here to deliver, you're going to understand the depth of application much more powerfully than people who are trying to emulate it instead of following and teaching their own work. So that's going to set you apart in the marketplace. It is precisely the reason that with tons of emulators in the marketplace, there's still a tremendous amount of interest and proactive referral business going on into the business that I run and operate, simply because many people understand, some don't, but many people understand that simply the transfer of information through, you know, some emulator or some person that is delivering the same information isn't nearly as powerful as if that person had the understanding of all the underlying elements. So this is what I'm teaching you. When you connect at a soul level, you start understanding the impact to all the other elements, and you can diagnose not only with your prospects, but when you get to your clients, you can diagnose what's happening with them, because you have this great mature understanding. of what's going on. So this will eliminate that return to find that has people thinking, you know what, I'd love to buy, but, you know, everything's just fine, because they see the impact across the board, and they see the impact that not having your work applies across the board. Many of you, if you look at this practice and look at what it's costing you right now not to have this in your business, can see after this call that not only is it costing you just not having a big ticket client or two here and there, but having that model to follow and to follow simply also provides so much peace of mind, because then you're not moving from, you know, a launch to a launch. You're not moving from trying to create something new over and over and over again. It helps you in your family, because it gets you out of the addiction of, you know, finding the next marketing model and what's going to work, and frustrating over, you know, how are you going to make this next little spin work, or how are you going to integrate this next little piece of information that you find from the next person who's going to get you to the breakthrough. It helps you, you know, really be prepared for your fitness, because you're not staying up all night frustrating over different things. You can just settle into something that is very smooth and simply and predictable. And the impact to your peace of mind is also really powerful, because the clients that you bring on at a high level of investment are really, really far, far more cool, if I want to use that word. They're way more cool than people who have invested at just some low level, because, you know, they're really way more serious about the work that you guys can and are doing together. So this doesn't impact only, this diagnosis piece doesn't just impact your call going forward with people. I mean, this is a really powerful thing to do on the calls that you do with people, you know, is to have a call that, or have a conversation that would do that. But it also impacts your entire mode of communicating your value and showing up in the marketplaces, taking the time to discover what really is missing on the part of your prospects, and taking the time to discover how that's impacting them across the board, and taking the time to be concerned enough, or allowing yourself to be concerned enough, such that you offer a service, even if it teaches precisely the same thing that it did before, to engage the entire matrix, if it were, of impacts, and have you be conscious about the different direct and indirect impacts that you're having, and offer up a result for those impacts, not just offering up, you know, some specific product or service that you think is the next cool thing, and wondering how and, you know, when and where you're going to be able to find those people who are going to be interested in it after you've determined that it is the next cool thing. Boys and girls, this has been what has enabled me to have, you know, a life. I don't even know sometimes coming on to calls like this how to describe the life that I have, because I see a lot of people talking about, you know, having an amazing life, but I don't have the glamour lifestyle of, you know, some of the people who paint the glamour lifestyle. I just have a really chill and stress-free and cool and laid-back life that consists of being at choice with my time almost all the time, except for just a few, literally maybe 6 hours a week, being at complete choice with my time, having a steady flow of income that really is almost unstoppable for years, and having really cool and intimate connections with my prospects and clients. To date, I'm continue to hold that this would be true, not having a single challenge with people posting that their experience with me has been anything other than honorable on the web. So we work to resolve those things. and just having a life that's like been so amazing for me without any stress or any challenge. And that, you know, I've seen that transfer to a lot of people when they go to the situation where they're not so much stressed with trying to impress their marketplace and then attract them, but they're there to diagnose and then serve them and allow their market to invest at a significantly higher level. And so I offer up that paradigm shift, each of these that I've talked about, both the paradigm shift of how you're showing up, making sure you would touch the fabric. Those things have been really powerfully transformational for me in the delivery and the service of my business. If you can run the way your business operates through those filters, massively powerful things will happen. And for some of you, this call will be exactly what you need to take things to the next level in your business. But I would serve you far less if I didn't demonstrate for you or represent for you what I had showed you on this particular call. So if this was simply a call of demonstration, I would serve you far less than if I allowed this call to show up as one of diagnosis. But since we can't talk one-on-one, I really can't diagnose where you are. So, you know, we'll have to trust each other that you know. And if you are best served by taking the information that I've shared on this call and applying it without feedback and without the benefit of my help and support, then I absolutely send you the most highest wishes, the highest energy to take your stuff forward successfully as possible. You know, my commitment is to continually and continuously provide the greatest level of, or greater and greater level of support possible out into the marketplace that I've been called to serve and that I've chosen to serve. And hopefully, you know, there's been a great amount of help here. And if you feel that you'd be better served by having the benefit of my feedback as you take your business forward, if you feel like you'd be better served by, your clients would be better served by having me help you dial in a connection that would take them to the next level, then I want to talk to you about it. There is on the webpage, many of you guys are there, there's a complimentary strategy session. This is no mystery. Many of you guys know I operate this way. You know, I'd love to see if it would be a better point of service for you for us to work together professionally than it would be for me to give you free information and have you apply it on your own. I don't know that. If you're at all in question about that, I invite you to register for a complimentary strategy session and let's find out together. I can promise you that my goal will be to do a proper and serving diagnosis with and to you to the end that we find out which is the best next course of action to you. If it is for me to give you some feedback on the strategy session, or Wendy, who also does strategy sessions, who's been involved in the work that we do for, gosh, since like 2007, if it's a better point of service for one of us to give you some feedback on the strategy session and to send you on your way, I can promise you that as someone who's been concerned about your welfare from an industry standpoint for now just a little over 7 years, I completely support that. And if I'd serve you better, and if you feel that we'd serve each other better by having me get a commitment to you professionally to serve you in some professional capacity and offer up service that is far more valuable than your investment, then if we find that out, then I can promise you that I'll offer that up. I'll promise you I'll work in your best interest and also share with you that to find out doesn't cost anything at all. And so there's the button on the page that you went to. There's also, if you haven't been, there's BigTicketStrategySession.com. What I invite you to do is if there is any question or if there is any possibility in your mind that us working together professionally and me helping you find a way to deliver that information, find a way to seduce your marketplace such that they invest easily with you at a high price point, just like mine do in our service, and my previous clients have done in their service, and a number of them are on this call today. If that even interests you, then let's figure out what's up. And we'll have fun either way. I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue offering up that is my commitment, to offer up really, really powerful calls such as this one. I'd love your feedback on this call. I offer this all the time. My personal email, kevinnations@gmail, will get to me. Shoot back. That doesn't go to an assistant. That comes to me. I don't always respond immediately, so give me a little bit of help there if it comes over and I don't get back to you like immediately the same day. But I'll do everything possible to respond to everything that you send over. Unless it's an opportunity to sell your most recent lotions and potions, and I may not do that. But anyway, but what I'd invite you to do is to go to BigTicketStrategySession.com. If you feel like that, our next step should be to discover how quickly you can take your business forward with me supporting you. And if you want to do it alone using the information I've shared in this call, then you know what? I am grateful that I had the opportunity to share and that you cared enough about your clients and yourself and your business and honored me enough that you allowed me to share this information with you. And isn't it cool that, that's about the most hard-hitting pitch you'll ever need to make in your entire business going forward. Just operate a business just like that. You can come help people really, really a lot and then say, hey, if you feel like it's best that we even look at working together, here's where you go. There's not going to be any pressure there either. If you feel like you just want to keep gaining the complimentary information I provide to the marketplace without really, really moving forward with some sort of committed relationship for my help, then that's kind of cool too. Makes for a really, really cool way of operating your business that served me really, really, awesomely over the last several years. So I'm honored you guys came on the call today. Really, really, and just, I don't know, guys, excited like crazy. For those of you who know me personally, I'll just digress for a second. For those of you who know me personally, I'm flying out in the morning to Vegas to see, I got the best seats in the house to the Cirque show Love. And for those of you who don't know me, this is like the 17th time I've seen that show. So I'm flying from San Diego to Vegas to see that tomorrow and hang out for the weekend. If there's any way that I can help you guys better, use that email that I gave you, kevinnations@gmail. If there's anything you'd like for me to teach over the coming weeks or months that you know of that I have ever hit on before or you've seen me talk about before, you know that I could teach on and help you guys more, I've just got this massive – I've got a lot more free time than I've had in the past. I mean, a lot more free time. And I'm just hanging out here researching, writing on actually a book, and I've got time to serve you and help you, so I'd love your feedback. So we'll wrap the call up. Shoot me an email if there's any way I can help you. Shoot me an email if there's anything that I can teach or train. And go to Big Ticket Strategy Session or click the link on the button there if you really, really feel like your business would be more powerfully served by just having a chat. And you're unhappy with where your business is and you're ready to do more than just get some information. And you're ready to do more than just come on a free call and get some stuff. But you know it's time to put the profits into your business. You know you really don't have the time left to just play around anymore. Guys and gals, I don't play around over here. And so I'd love to help you. And that is pretty much it. So without any fanfare of some big ending here, let me just tell you guys that I'm so grateful for you. And keep on listening. Keep on reaching out, and I'll help you as much as I can, and I'm just honored to serve you. Take care, guys. Go out and have a great, great week. And for those of you who are doing the strategy sessions, somebody from my office will be over to you in just the next few days to get those scheduled. Love to have you talking with someone in just a few days and getting your business moving forward like it's supposed to be doing. Take care. Have a great, great afternoon. Bye-bye, guys.